Senator Schumer joined local officials in Johnstown to discuss the need for FEMA to allow communities to update their flood maps. The maps determine a waterway's flood zones and are used to determine whether a business or homeowner is required to buy flood insurance.
Why am I here today? Because in the case of Johnstown, the flood maps are doing more harm than good.
Schumer stood outside a shopping center that, according to a recent engineering study commissioned by the city, is inaccurately placed in a flood zone, along with 50 other surrounding properties. Johnstown's flood maps were completed by FEMA in 1983.
We must use the latest technology, not relics of the past, and create the revised maps. Updating the maps would be a win-win. The community would benefit because homes that are in the flood zone for no reason would be taken out, and FEMA would benefit because Johnstown has already done the engineering analysis that can speed the process along.
The Democrat recently sent a letter to FEMA asking the agency to work with the city to update the flood maps as soon as possible. David Goldstein, an owner of the Johnstown Shopping Center, said because the plaza is in a designated flood zone, he must pay $50,000 in insurance costs.
It really is a waste of money.
Goldstein also said the designation makes it harder to attract new business and to find necessary coverage.
Having a designation of being in a flood zone, a lot of lenders, insurance companies, etc., won't even touch it.
Alton Knapp of floodplain management company AE Knapp & Associates said he's seen new technology prove older maps inaccurate.
We've gone into some of the newer maps, and they're darn good. They're within a half a foot in most places. I've had a place up on Lake Champlain that was 30 feet above the lake, and it was in the floodplain.
Crazy.
That's crazy. And I'm sure with the senator's help, we can make it right here and give the city the tool that they need to be able to preserve and make sure that their floodplains are regulated correctly.
FEMA did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Reporting from Johnstown for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.